This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise. Peter via X. What is the end goal for the NRL in Vegas? They will never take a team there. Is it just to get people watching in the USA weekly? Sell a TV deal for the NRL there?
It's multi-pronged. It's about America. It's about unlocking markets. It's about a halo back home, which they haven't said, but it clearly is. And it's about...
The halo effect was huge, wasn't it?
I don't think I've seen a halo on a sport like it.
Mm. Peter, we discussed this at length, arguably too long, on the main body of the Sounding Board. I'll refer you back to there for all other questions pertaining to this Vegas. And look, as you can see on that sheet there, Hutchie, they dominate the
questions.
I have
a question for
today.
You. Yep. This one's from me on X to you. Yeah. Why do you always ask the first question, which inevitably is about something we covered in the main body, and you're left to say every week, you're fine, mate, we covered that on the main body. Why don't you find a question where we didn't...
It's called back promotion, Hutchie.
Why don't we find a fresh
question?
For people
who listen to this, they then go...
There's 6 million questions here on the sheet. Why don't you find one that we didn't talk about on the main body?
I thought you were going to go to David Wilkes on X when you said, I'll ask the next question.
When will David Wilkes writes, finally front up to Hawks insiders... as he's been invited numerous times over nearly a year and keeps knocking back their requests. What is he afraid of?
David, I don't know whether you are one of the famous or infamous Hawks insiders like Klebanski. I was invited to a function that I think is upcoming. I was contemplating going, and this is serious. You can believe it, choose to believe it, or choose not to. I'm being honest when I say this to you, Hutchie, and also David, by I was considering going until I realised that I'm actually on TV at the very same point in time. It's a Wednesday function coming up, and we've got Wednesday Footy Classified. I wasn't absolutely committed, by the way, but I was considering
going. Would you have charged them a fee?
No, I would have gone in good faith and good fun and probably got ambushed.
I reckon, David, the way to get him, as Sportsbet proved, is it GoFundMe page? Pass the hat around the insiders.
Well, as we said on the main body of the Sounding Board, follow the money. That was in reference to the News Limited issues. Here we go. Nicholas, I do want to ask that. Nicholas Sucko on email, Hutchie, about three quarters of the way down that first page.
Oh, yeah, I meant to look at this actually.
Damo,
did you hear James Brayshaw's chat with Brian Taylor on his podcast reminiscing about the good old days of the Rub? How do you reflect on your time on the Rub as its peak with Gary Lyon, Jason Dunstall, Danny Frawley, etc.?
Nicholas, I haven't. Someone did send me a link to it, and I just haven't got round to listening to it. I want to because I believe he's gone into a bit of depth, Jim, on the BT podcast. And they were fantastic times, Nicholas. I would argue it was as good a media as, and I didn't even play a role in it, so I'm not saying my role in it, but being part of it was as fun and rewarding, and I think as good a media as ever been produced. And that's on the back of Jim, Gary, Spud, Chief.
Do you agree that was at its peak, not Nicholas Wright's?
Do I agree it was at its peak?
At its peak then?
I would argue it was, but I'm biased. I think you do too, don't you?
So you think it's been a bit in decline since? Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. Well, it's just different.
If it was at its peak then?
I think there were different times.
Yep.
And different ways of covering issues.
Yep, I agree.
And we're all on record. All of us individually have looked back on some of those moments too and thought, well, there's no way you do it the same way now. But they were different times and you can't change the past, Hutchie.
No, you can't.
And I would argue it was, well, you've said its peak too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would agree it was its peak. Yeah. But I still think it's been a very good product for a long time. Roger,
it still is outstanding, by the way.
Roger on X writes, Damo, since Fox League had every single commentator in venue in Vegas in round one, would it be a bad look if any of them were not in venue in round two?
Where's Roger? I can't see Roger on this.
It's on my sheet.
You loaded me up here early.
Back in Sydney or Brisbane.
Well, I do know that they will be there for Gather Round in round five, Hutchie, because they've got the bridge walk planned again.
No, I'm talking about NRL here. Roger writes, since every single Fox League presenter and commentator was in venue in Vegas, do you think it would be a bad look, Roger writes, if they weren't in venue in any match in round
two or three?
See, you
shoot me down when I raise this as a topic, Roger and Hutchie. It would be a bad look, wouldn't it? It'd be a really bad look.
If you can go to Vegas, but you can't get the Leichhardt Oval.
Or Manly Brookvale Oval.
That'll be interesting.
Well, from an AFL perspective too, have they recommitted to actually going to the stadium where the game's played this year?
Not sure.
I'll get back to you, Roger.
Punter 257.
Yep.
Who do you think of the players in the 25-30 age bracket will have media careers post-playing? Will Angus Brayshaw feature this year now he's been forced into retirement?
Question without notice. I hate to not answer it straight away. I think it deserves a bit of thought, actually, Hutchie. Why don't we please, Geordie, put that onto the main body of the sounding board next week, and I'll give it some thought.
Park
and can you do some thought on it? Have you, do you got an answer right now?
I think Angus Brayshaw is a natural. Yeah, I think he'll be interesting.
Yep. This is Gordon Lloyd on Facebook, and he gets to a topic we had planned to talk about on the main body, didn't get to it. Is the media really, quote, catastrophizing, or is the bomb director, Bureau of Meteorology Director Andrew Johnson, just deflecting his agency's poor performance? So there was an article, Hutchie. It was on our WhatsApp link. We didn't get to it in the main conversation. He was blowing up. He's basically sooking it up big time about the media reporting of the bomb. He actually blew up. He blew right up. And again, I'm reading into it. I'm paraphrasing what he said. We do have the article here somewhere. I did see it.
He said there was
We'll just talk. Here it is. There's a
somewhere between a 1 and 99% chance I'll be angry today, he said.
Yeah. Here's the note the defence in the voice. On August 24, our 3 months seasonal forecast, we said there was a high likelihood of dry and warm conditions. That's exactly what happened, he said. Our October 19 forecast, our 3 months seasonal forecast, which is the transition from spring to summer, we forecast a switch from dry to neutral conditions. You love this bit, with an equal chance of dry or wet conditions and rain in eastern Australia. That's what happened. With an equal chance of dry or wet. Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
I'll tell you what's happened with the bomb.
It means we're going to toss a coin.
It's been a bomb since they changed names. The two things have happened. One, they've never left themselves more room to be wrong, ever. You reckon that you write disclaimers in your stories, you know, like,
With an equal chance of dry or wet conditions.
Yeah, so they allow for all scenarios in their forecast now, and they got way more sensitive.
Oh, they're very sensitive. Well, everyone's an expert, as you know, in every space. But we're all weather experts now because we've got the app.
But they're so sensitive to criticism now that they refuse to actually put their neck on the line and say, this is what I think will happen today.
Well, when they do, they're perceived to get it wrong, and then they blow up.
They have conflicting reports in the same releases.
Jared Hutchie on X.
Would
pre-game tailgate parties work in any Australian sport?
I think they've got a chance in the NRL because the culture is a little different to the AFL. And
the ones I can think of immediately, that old footy park car park in South Australia, there was a good atmosphere there, wasn't there? And
fantastic.
They used to bring their own barbecues.
Yep.
There was occasionally that at Waverley, but it was usually too windswept, too cold, but only occasionally.
Yep.
And ever so more occasionally at the MCG, you just occasionally get that waft of a barbecue. But even the car park access now is restricted.
We love tailgating, you and I. We've been and done it many times.
But it's a way of life over there, isn't it? You can't just
imagine in Melbourne,
recreate it.
You know, fears, families may have to walk past. You know, you can imagine.
Oh, actually, can we do a top 10 fears of tailgating in Melbourne next week? Yeah. We'll do that as
questions
well.
Questions have arisen regarding this.
And there'll be anonymous quotes on Twitter. Yeah.
Imagine the Council of Melbourne won't let Sally drop her car out the front. Imagine them saying,
and then,
we're going to allow 1,000 barbecues in the MCG car park.
And then there'd be salmonella issues too.
Yeah.
The meat might have been kept in this car too long. So we couldn't trust people to make their minds
poison,
up themselves.
Yeah. Poison fears.
And glass, couldn't take a glass stubby. No.
If it was World Barbecue
Day. We've got the four already.
It was World Barbecue Day.
Yeah.
And barbecues galore were giving away $1,000 a sausage sold at a makeshift 2 metre pop-up at the MCG.
Can't do it.
Still wouldn't get through the regulations
in
the City of Melbourne to do it.
Because the bloke who served it to you might not have been wearing gloves.
Yep.
He may not have been wearing gloves.
It's a health and safety issue.
So
it's never going to happen in Melbourne.
Hang on. We haven't got the gas bottle part of it too. All these are valid complaints, but there's five or six before we even get serious about it.
You can manufacture an electric barber here before they approve it. So in Sydney and Brisbane, whole other world.
All right, that'll do.
You're noticing a trend.
And what I'm noticing is you're starting to come away around to my way of thinking on a few topics. And I like it, Hutchie, the negativity and the cynicism. It's a good quality. Embrace it.
Oh, no.
More of it, please.
Washing over me, Eddie Jones style.
It's
It's washing over me.
Eddie
Stop
Jones.
It.
Not bad
Eddie
example.
Go and take a shower.
Bad example to use Eddie Jones on a defence. That was question time on the sounding board for DrinkWise. If you're choosing the drink, choose to DrinkWise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Questions with Hutchie and Damo. Send us your questions via Twitter or Facebook at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.